Psalm 37, verse 4 promises, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. New King James. The first command that God gave Moses when he spoke to him after bringing the Israelites out of Egypt was that they were to have no other gods before him. Exodus 20, verse 3. This command is still in effect today, and remembering it is most important in our lives. Nothing works right for us if God does not come first. As Matthew 6:33 says, we are to seek first the kingdom of God, and then all other things will be added unto us. Amen. One of the best ways to determine whether or not we truly love God more than anything else is to watch how we behave when we lose something. Things in life come and go, and we must learn to enjoy them while we have them, yet not be upset if and when they are gone. 1 Corinthians 10:14, Amplified Bible says, therefore, my dearly beloved, shun, keep clear away from, avoid by flight if need be, any sort of idolatry of loving or venerating anything more than God. Father, thank you for calling me your friend and for loving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Lord has a good plan for us, each of us, and he is daily guiding us into the fullness of that plan. Even when you seem to have lost our way, we remember that he knows exactly where we are. He has his eyes on us all the time, in our times, our actions, and the results are in his hands. Psalms 31:15. We can talk to God about anything at any time, and he is always interested. He is not too busy for even the tiniest thing that concerns us. We develop habits of maintaining conversation with God through repetition and prayer. And in our hearts all day long, we talk to him, and he delights in us and loves to hear us conditionally. So our God is eternal. He has no beginning and no end. He has always has been and always will be. He knows everything. He has all power, and he is everywhere all the time. He is our friend. That is an amazing and very comforted. Scripture, John 15:15 says, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the written word. You said, out of the mouth of God shall we live. We thank you that we can meditate and it's pleasing to you, and put our hearts on you. James 4:7 says that the enemy will try to get us to agree with his thoughts and words. But if we submit to God and resist him, he will flee to us. Thank you for encouraging us today and bringing the word to our remembrance through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us choose our words and our thoughts. In Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14, may my words of my mouth and my meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Interesting. In today's scripture, this psalm is praised for words and thoughts. The meditation of my heart that are pleasing to the Lord. This is a prayer that all of us should memorize. The reason it is so important for our words to please God is that the words have power, and we will have what we consistently think and talk about. The reason it is so important for our thoughts to be pleasing to God is that our words are rooted in our thoughts. So if we're going to speak pleasing words, we need to think pleasing thoughts. Our thoughts also greatly affect our attitudes, and our attitudes determine in many ways how far we can go in life in pursuing our dreams and God-given destinies, in our relationship with other people, in our personal relationship with God, our jobs, our health, many other areas. Do not fret or have an anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Philippians 4:6. Amen. Our sincere prayer offered in faith can produce more good than a lifetime of worry and anxiety. Worry and anxiety is the opposite of prayer and peace and patience. When you pray, be sure to give thanks along with your request, expressing gratitude for the amazing things that God has already done in your life. Thanksgiving opens the windows of heaven, but complaining opens the door for the enemy. Hear me? Complaining opens the door to the enemy. We can all find things to complain and murmur about, but grumbling is as useless as worrying. And God got mad at Israelites for all their grumbling, remember? He told Moses, move out of the way. Let me extinguish all these people and we'll start all over again. Make a new nation just out of you. And Moses interceded for the people. Prayer is our opportunity to receive God's help. So let us take advantage of that opportunity today and every day of our lives. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the things you ask us to do, Lord, the commands you give us. We receive them by faith, trusting that you will reward us for our obedience. Thank you, Lord God, that your love is exceedingly great, in Jesus' name. God requires that we walk with him by faith, always doing what he asks us to do, even if it requires a sacrifice. Everything God asks us will eventually make our lives better because he always has our best interests at heart, believes in the goodness of God, and do not grow weary of doing good. Believe in the goodness of God and do not grow weary of doing good. For you will reap in due season if you do not give up. Galatians 6:9, ESV. And Genesis 151:1, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward shall be exceedingly great. Amen. God asked Abram to do some very difficult things, but he also promised him his reward would be very great. Has God asked you to do something that you find difficulty? If so, I want to encourage you to receive his grace, ability, and be obedient to all that he asks you to do. Your reward will come. When it does, you will be very glad. See, all you have to do is stay obedient. Keep thanking God for the problem. That's the sacrifice of praise. You know, gratitude and patience. Amen. I remember guilt accomplishes nothing except to make us miserable and keeps us in the loop from doing the good that we could do today. It keeps us emotionally locked away from doing God's will. So this is an opportunity for us to test God's word by praising him and thanking him for the past. God loves us. He not only forgives us all of our sins, he doesn't remember them. By faith, we receive his love and mercy and enjoy our day. But one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, says the Apostle Paul, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Amen and amen. Paul, who wrote the scripture, has made many mistakes, yet he was determined to let go of them and press toward the future of God. For him, although Paul was imperfect in many ways, God used him mightily, and he wants to use us too. Amen. God has called us to himself, and only he can complete by his Spirit what he begins in the Spirit. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And all of the work that needs to be done in us, Hebrews 12:2. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:3 says, "Are you so foolish and so senseless and so silly? Having begun your new life spiritually with the Holy Spirit, are you now reaching perfection by depending on the flesh?" Our love for Jesus makes us want everything he wants us to be. Because of that, we often fall into the trap of trying to change ourselves rather than trusting God to change us. We spend years striving in our flesh and our own strength, ability, energy, effort without God to do what only he could do in us. All of us need a change and become more and more like Jesus. This will happen little by little as we study his word and fellowship with him. Let us tell Jesus our desire and let's learn. Let's lean on him, lean on the Father. Let us bring it to him and he shall bring it to pass. We don't frustrate with ourselves because we are not all that we want to be. God will meet our needs when we are and help to get what we need to be. Amen. Consider it wholly joyful, my brothers, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sorts or fall into various temptations. James 1 and verse 12. Verse 2. Consider it wholly joyful. Holy. Consider it entirely joyful. Whenever you are enveloped, surrounded in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. It says fall. You're already in the temptation. Thank the Lord. Praise his holy name. Consider it holy. The only way to get out of there is to praise and worship. Yeah, this testing difficulties last longer than we can endure or when we face multiple challenges. You know, we have been dealing with problems now for a while. We trust that God will take care of it, but while we're waiting, he is testing our faith. Amen. So let's just keep thanking him for situations, and it's best to be in gratitude when new situations come. In Numbers 12:3 says, "Now the man Moses was very meek, gentle, kind, humble. Above all, the men on the face of the earth, above all men." Today's scripture says Moses was meek man. Yet people do not think of him like that. He was a strong person, strong leader. When we think of him, we think of a man who personally encountered God in the burning bush. He certainly wasn't perfect, and the Bible clearly shows his imperfection. At times, anger got the best of him, such as when he killed the Egyptian and when he smashed the tablets with the Ten Commandments written on them because the people were worshiping an idol, Exodus 2:11. Did make mistakes, but not habitually. If Moses, in spite of mistakes, can be known as meek, you and I become meek too. God created us all with emotions, and we can use them in healthy ways. Amen. Meekness manages emotions wisely. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God. When we praise him, we are humble and weak. When we praise him, we are humble and meek, I mean. We give him praise and thanksgiving. We worship you. We praise you, Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Matthew 5:16 says, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise the glory of your Father who is in heaven. Glorify your Father who is in heaven. Amen and amen. We see very little excellence in the world today, but we can be an example for others to follow. God's word teaches a great deal about excellence. Amen. I ask, let us strive for excellence because we serve an excellent God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God in the heavens. Even though the world is filled and getting darker, but light absorbs darkness and puts it out. Jesus is the light of the world, and we are called to let him shine through us. One way we can do this by committed to excellence. This is the day. Excellent people always go the extra mile and do whatever they do with all their might. They are not average or mediocre. They always do their best. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless us and keep us, make his face to shine upon us, be gracious unto us, lift up his countenance and give us peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Take care.